I thought I'd share with everyone why adults, not just children, should be good all year round and to believe in the magic of Christmas. Since I was a little boy, I've always believed in Santa Claus, flying reindeer, the whole nine yards. I loved the Christmas concepts of love, family, and giving. As I got older and was told there was no Santa, I refused to believe it. Such was the hold Christmas had on me. Sure, I knew my parents left me presents under the tree every year instead of jolly old Saint Nick, but maybe that's because I didn't truly deserve them yet. Or maybe since my parents bought me so much, Santa didn't see the need to visit my house. This is at least how I rationalized my beliefs. I know there are a million and one reasons to doubt the existence of Santa Claus, but I had to believe that some things in this world are just beyond logic. As a grown man with a wife and two kids, I passed my views on to them. Sure, I bring them presents instead of the real Santa Claus, but I always wait up late Christmas Eve, hoping just maybe I won't have to put them out this year. It was during one of these late-night vigils that I received the best Christmas present of my life. I sat in my favorite recliner, bathed in the mixed glow of Christmas tree lights and the muted TV set. My family had long since gone to bed upstairs, leaving me to my black-and-white version of It's a Wonderful Life. I'd seen this movie so many times that I didn't even need to have the sound on. I knew every word by heart. I glanced at the fireplace and noticed the glowing embers were dying out. It was getting late. The clock on the mantel read 12:02 a.m. Merry Christmas, I thought to myself as I began to think about turning in. Maybe next year, Santa. I reached for the remote on the fold-out TV tray I had set up next to my chair, but it wasn't there. I looked down, but all there was my lukewarm mug of hot chocolate. The kids hide that thing on purpose, I thought to myself, annoyed. Sleepily, I got up off my chair to look through the cushions, turning my back to the fireplace as I did. Just as I began my search, I heard a sweet feminine voice from behind me. Looking for this? I spun around fast, realizing instantly that the voice was not my wife's. Standing before me was a tall young woman, probably in her early 20s. She looked as if she belonged in the Christmas spread of Victoria's Secret, for she wore almost nothing at all. On her feet, she had calf-high, fuzzy, dark red boots, trimmed at the top with a white fur. From there, her slender legs extended forever up to a short skirt, which barely covered a quarter of the length of her thighs. The skirt matched her boots in the same dark red color and white fur trim. It connected at her right hip by several intricately designed gold buttons. The skirt fit loose and low on her hips, revealing her tiny waist, belly, and soft abdominal curves. Her thin waist was contrasted by her large breasts, which gave her the perfect V shape that every man desires. Her perky breasts were also crammed into a red and white trimmed top, with so much cleavage showing, I thought they would spill out at any moment. Her top was just low enough to cover the bottom of her breasts, and high enough to hide her nipples. It also had sleeves which covered her slim arms and shoulders. It was held fast in the front by three gold buttons, similar to the ones on her skirt. However, only two were fastened. She stood in front of me, one hand on her hip, and the other extended towards me with my remote. She smiled at me, and I was instantly drawn into her large hazel eyes. Her long, straight blonde hair shimmered in the low light as I cautiously took the remote from her. "Merry Christmas," she said with deep red lips that reminded me of Angelina Jolie's. "Who are you?" I stammered, stunned not only by her beauty, but by the fact that an intruder was standing in my living room. "I'm Mrs. Claus," she giggled. Then, tilting her head down slightly and locking eyes with me, she added seductively, "I'm your Christmas present." "Mrs. Claus?" I repeated in disbelief. "But you're so young. Were you expecting a homely old grandmother?" She laughed softly, bosoms bouncing lightly as she did. "I saved that form for the children. I thought you would appreciate this form much more." She touched the underside of her breasts with her hands and took a step toward me, her hips seductively rolling as she did. She overwhelmed me as I stepped back. My heel hit the edge of my chair, and I fell back into it. Mrs. Claus moved closer, and placing her soft hands over mine on the arms of the recliner, and leaned over me. Her breasts were but 6 inches from my face, and as I took a deep breath, I could smell peppermint and candy. While Santa delivers toys to the good little boys, I take care of the good men, she explained, deepening her voice slightly as she spoke that last part. I'm your Christmas present for being such a good father and husband all year round. My Christmas present? I took a large swallow. Of course, she replied, especially since you've always truly believed in us. She leaned in and gave me a quick peck on my nose. Then she stood up and took a couple steps back so I could see all of her at once. There aren't many of you good men left, she said as she reached up and undid one of the shiny gold buttons that kept her top on, so I'm going to make your Christmas extra magical. Just you sit there for a moment and enjoy. With that, she undid the last button, and her tits spilled out before me. I took a quick gasp and marveled at their perfection. A more perfect pair I could not imagine. She breathed in deeply, pointing them directly at me as she embraced them in her hands. She wore a shiny gold band on her left ring finger and a glittering diamond on her right. She squeezed her pink nipples lightly between her fingers, her nails painted a bright red. Mrs. Claus then tilted her head back and closed her eyes, enjoying the sensation. She began to rub her chest and stomach while slowly rolling her hips back and forth. She then proceeded to remove the rest of her top, bit by bit, until it fell to the floor. She opened her eyes again, and looking at me, took a few steps forward. With a sly smile on her face, she rotated her hips in front of me, pulling down on the top of her skirt. She teased me, revealing a hint of soft golden pubic hair before pulling it back up. She then undid the gold buttons on her skirt, but held it still around her waist with her right hand. She abruptly turned around and spread her legs about shoulder width apart. Her skirt was now drawn tight across her ass. She slowly leaned over down her right leg, her head still turned back at me, watching for my reaction. As she leaned over, her skirt began to rise, and in the darkness, I could make out the folds of her naked sex. She reached back with her left hand and cupped her vagina, letting out a small purr. At the same time, she let her skirt fall to the floor. Mrs. Claus then turned to face me. She was mostly shaven, with only a small patch of curly blonde. She bent down and sat on the floor in front of me, with her legs together. Leaning back on her hands, she pushed out her chest for me to admire. Lifting one leg, she placed her boot in my crotch. It wasn't until now that I realized the raging hard-on I had. It was the first time that my erection was so hard it actually hurt. "Take them off," Mrs. Claus said quietly, still looking at me with longing. Without hesitation, I cupped the heel of her boot and slid it off. I noticed her toes were painted the same shade of red as her fingers, and although I do not have a foot fetish or anything, they were the sexiest feet I had ever seen. She switched legs and plopped the other in my lap. I removed this boot as well, placing it next to my recliner. She then brought both of her naked feet to my crotch and gently began massaging my cock. I let my head fall back and breathed deeply, trying to enjoy every caress. She navigated her toes up and down my length as if they were her hands, putting pressure on every sensitive spot and wrapping the whole of my member in ecstasy. Despite my thin pajamas, I could feel the silkiness of the soles on the head of my penis and the warmth of her arches on my shaft. I then heard her let out a soft moan. I opened my eyes and looked down at the goddess before me. With her feet still cupped around my cock, she had her knees spread apart so that her hips were wide open, her pink pussy now in full view. It glistened in the holiday lights of the Christmas tree, revealing her desire. Mrs. Claus, now on her back, massaged her tits with one hand, and with the other was drawing soft circles on her wet clitoris. Another moan escaped her lips, and she arched her back slightly. As she opened her eyes, a small, devilish smile spread across her face, and she took her feet down from my crotch. Reaching over to the pile of presents under the tree, she pulled out a large candy cane that I did not remember having been there before. It was not any different from any other I had seen, white with red stripes, although it was significantly larger. It was about 10 inches long and of considerable girth. She took it in her right hand and licked the length of it seductively. Several times she did this, going from tip to tip, until the whole of it glistened as wet in the dim light as her pussy. Mrs. Claus then leaned back on her left elbow and planted her feet far apart, opening her entire pink flower to me. I leaned forward on my chair to take it all in. She took the tip of the cane and rubbed it lengthwise on her clit. Slow, smooth strokes at first, but building to faster circular ones. Her breathing increased as she did this until finally she bit her lip, looked deep into my eyes, and slid it inside her. She moaned loudly, and I saw her eyes roll into the back of her head. She slipped the cane in and out of her slowly, but only 2 or 3 inches at a time. As her pace increased more and more of the cane disappeared inside her, until at last the whole thing was engulfed. It was deep enough now that she could now use the crook part of the cane against her clit. Each time it brushed against her, another wave of pleasure brought her to moan again. At this point, I couldn't take it any longer. I had to be involved. I got off my chair and knelt down in between her legs. As I crawled closer to her crotch, I could see her juices running down her ass to the floor, leaving a small, damp spot in the carpet. I moved closer until I could smell the sweet, musky smell of her sex. I took her right hand in mine and slowed her thrusts. Mrs. Claus looked down at me and smiled, her shining eyes begging for me to please her. In my right hand, I continued thrusting the candy cane into her, but turned it to the side so I could finally taste her. The moment my tongue made contact, she let out a muffled squeal and thrust her pussy into my face. My lips, nose, and chin were instantly drenched. Her swollen pussy lips seemed to be trying to swallow me. I licked and drank every part of her I could, all the while pumping the candy cane deep inside her. The sweet peppermint of the cane, along with the salty sweet taste of her juices, was possibly the best thing I had ever tasted. Mrs. Claus was now panting uncontrollably and letting out loud moans. In the back of my mind, I was afraid she might wake the house, but my cock wouldn't let me stop. Her hand was on the back of my head, clutching my hair tightly, not letting me pull away. As she reached her orgasm, I could feel her ass cheeks tighten. In that moment, I attacked her clit with my tongue. A flood of new pussy juice filled my mouth as she screamed out my name. I lapped at it greedily until she finally relaxed her hold on me. When her breathing had slowed, she sat up, putting her legs over mine, and kissed me on the mouth. They were slow, deep kisses as she licked her own fluids off of my face with her pouty lips. When she had finished, she moved her face away from me as she reached down and withdrew the candy cane still buried deep in her pussy. Her body tensed and jerked slightly as her oversensitive pussy was stimulated again. She brought the dripping treat to her mouth and licked up the excess liquid. "I'm your Christmas present," she said seductively in my ear. "Open me." I quickly slid my pajama bottoms off and laid her on her back. I leaned over her and kissed her again on the lips, and then slowly down her neck. With one hand, I caressed her right breast while I nibbled on the other. I lingered there, enjoying their softness, exploring every soft curve of those perfect globes. Almost subconsciously, I was rubbing my cock lengthwise along her slit. Her breathing again increased as it ran over her swollen lips and exposed clit. Taking my right hand off of her breast, I took my cock and slowly guided it into her waiting hole. I penetrated her only as far as my cock head and drew it out again. I did this several times, going only slightly further each time until she was trying to buck her hips onto me. She whined with desire at my teasing until I suddenly thrust the whole of my member deep inside her. Her eyes opened wide and she gasped as my cock rammed hard against the back of her womb. I left it in for a couple seconds, letting her recover. She started rotating her hips on me, squeezing and pulling with her tight vaginal muscles. Ever so gently, I slid it out again, just to the edge of sliding out. But this time, slowly back into her, enjoying every inch of penetration. She moaned loudly in agreement. I sat up more so I could grab her hips to gain more control of my thrusts. With every deep thrust, I increased the pace, and with every deep thrust, I touched the back of her vagina, causing her moan all the more loudly. The moans soon turned to screams, and both of us were panting with delight. Both I and Mrs. Claus were drenched in sweat, and the heat of our sex steamed all the nearby windows. Gentleness was now an afterthought, as my cock ripped through her with each thrust. Despite my harsh poundings, she was just as tight when I first entered her, and she gripped me just as hard as I would push. I was fucking Mrs. Claus, and she loved it. I wished I could have held on to that moment forever, but I soon felt her pussy spasm around my cock with an impending orgasm, and that finally sent me over the edge. I leaned down on top of her for maximum penetration, and with one final thrust, I pushed my cock as far into her as humanly possible and released my load. At the same time, she let out an ear-piercing scream as her orgasm rippled around my cock. I could feel my warm sperm fill every part of her womb and begin to drip out and down her ass crack. I continued to come inside of her, squirting several more times. I wondered if I would ever stop, but every new hot jet. She dug her fingernails deeper into my ass and screamed for more. Her legs were locked behind my back, and her hips thrust pussy onto me, milking me of every drop. Finally, the sensation subsided, and I collapsed on top of her. My hard cock was still buried inside her. I enjoyed the warmth and the tightness of her cum-soaked cunt around me, and I felt at peace. As I lay on her chest, she brushed her fingers through my hair and whispered in my ear, "Merry Christmas." I awoke the next morning in my bed. Groggily, I stared at the ceiling, feeling more refreshed than I had in a long time. I couldn't rightly remember how I got back to my bed. Someone stirred next to me, and as I looked over, I saw it was my wife, just now waking up too. "How did you sleep, dear?" she then added sarcastically. "Did Santa come this year?" Instantly, my mind panicked, thinking of what I did last night. Did she know of my infidelity? How could she not have heard us? Maybe it didn't even happen? No, not exactly, I stammered, trying to gauge her reaction. "Well, maybe next year, honey." And then she turned over to catch a few more minutes before the kids came rushing in, wanting to open presents. At that moment, I realized she didn't know. The thought then crossed my mind that maybe it didn't really happen. It had all seemed so real, but perhaps it was just a very vivid dream. If it was real, wouldn't my wife and the kids have heard? How likely is it anyways that a sexy Mrs. Claus would come to my house? I didn't even think Mrs. Claus looked like that. As I turned over and readjusted the covers, still questioning my sanity, I felt a lump under the pillow. Reaching up, I pulled back the corner of my pillow to reveal a large candy cane. My eyes widened, and carefully, as to not draw attention from my wife, I pulled it out. It smelled of peppermint and something else. Taking the end into my mouth, I tasted it and realized, "You'd better watch out. You'd better not cry. You'd better not pout. I'm telling you why. Mrs. Claus is coming to town."